As the inaugural Walk for Warmth approaches on March 9, Square One Community, Inc. has posted answers on their website to the most frequently asked questions about the new shelter at William Milne Place. The Walk for Warmth is shaping up to be Square One's largest fundraiser so far. The money raised by the event, which has nearly 250 registered participants, will prove crucial as the organization a long sought after, yet undeniably difficult transition, from shelter advocacy to shelter operation. There have been many questions being posed, and we're trying to answer, as best we can, these questions that are obviously on many people's minds, said Della Ferguson, chairperson of the Square One board. We point folks to our website FAQ section, and encourage them to visit it, or if they have any other questions, please email us. We are being as transparent as we possibly can while honoring some of the realities that we have to be patient on. The FAQ is at www.squareonehousingmoosejaw.com/shelterfacts. Ferguson noted that Square One will not be able to start developing the new shelter until April 1, when the City of Moose Jaw's office lease officially expires. Global Direct Realty had been renting space as a sublease from the city, who in turn were leasing from the Moose Jaw Nonprofit Housing Corporation, MJNPHC. City Council voted 5-2 on February 27 to dissolve that lease. The MJNPHC has owned William Milne Place since 1989 and will continue to do so. They have another housing initiative in the building that will be unaffected by Square One's tenancy. Square One will only be using a portion of the main floor at William Milne Place, and will develop wraparound, low-barrier services using a transitional shelter to housing model. The primary gaps in social services that Square One will attempt to fill are first, the lack of a dedicated women's shelter in Moose Jaw and second, the lack of a warming shelter with navigational services. Navigational services seek to overcome some of the major barriers for unhoused people who want to improve their lives. Those barriers include isolation and lack of communication with friends, family, and others who want to help. A need for updated government information such as address, social insurance number, and government-issued ID, and a lack of awareness of the available programs and resources, such as counseling and life skills. The shelter will need a general manager and staff navigators who can operate the shelter safely while filling those needs, which is why one of the next major steps in development is hiring and training. This is a step-by-step process, all of it, Ferguson said, referring to the inspections, assessments, and possible renovations that will have to happen before the shelter begins normal operations. We've put out applications for a general manager and for navigators, and we're working towards doing some interviews next week in that regard. There's a lot of work to be done so that we're doing this properly, with trained individuals. That's really important, and having policies and procedures all in place. Where we are right now is, we're an operational board. And it's our goal to work towards being a governance board, instead. Despite the challenges and the steep learning curve for all involved, Square One's goal to provide a sustainable long-term shelter for Moose Jaw's unhoused and housing insecure population has taken its most significant step forward since their founding several years ago.